This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org. And today I want to share with you about the life of St. Francois Laval, or St. Francois Montmorency Laval, who was a missionary and the first bishop of Quebec. So I had never heard of Francois Laval until entering the Dominican Order and taking a pilgrimage with my community one summer to Quebec. It was very beautiful. We got to see the Shrine of St. Anne, which is lovely there. And one of the places we visited is the tomb of Francois Laval. Later that summer, I would get to love Francois Laval through a novel, actually, a novel written by the great American author Willa Cather called Shadows on the Rock, which tells the story of the colony from a different perspective and really highlights the bishop's sanctity. Laval lived from 1623 to 1708. He was a member of one of the most distinguished families in France. At the age of 12, he received tonsure, which marked his status as a cleric, and then he became a canon of the Cathedral of Evreux. He was ordained a priest in 1647. At the age of 30, Francois Laval was appointed Vicar Apostolic of Vietnam, but he was unable to move to Vietnam because of a series of wars that were ravaging the country at that time. He resigned the post a short time later. In 1658, he was appointed Apostolic Vicar of New France. He arrived in Canada in May 1659. Laval went on to establish parishes and schools. He worked to oppose the abuse and exploitation of Native Americans, and he combated the anti-clerical and anti-Catholic prejudices of civil authorities. In 1662, he established the first seminary in Canada. Laval was named the first bishop of Quebec in 1674. Laval died on May 6, 1708, and was canonized in 2014. He once wrote, "If men have the power to destroy, our Lord's hand is infinitely more powerful to build. We need only be faithful to him and let him work." Let us pray. O God, who gave increase to your church through the zeal for religion and the labors of Francois Laval, grant through his intercession that she may always receive new growth in faith and holiness. Saint Francois Laval, pray for us.
Coming up, we have news and an inspirational story. But if you'd like to read more about today's feast, reflect on the daily Mass readings, and learn new ways to pray, visit alatea.org. Where you can also sign up for our newsletter. That's alatea.org.
The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops are preparing to send a team of preachers to man the front line of the Eucharistic revival. They've chosen these priests for a mission of vital importance to the Church and to the nation. These 60 Eucharistic preachers will form the front line of the Church's Eucharistic Revival, a three-year grassroots initiative aimed at increasing devotion and belief in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. In November 2021, following the publication of a Pew Research survey that found a decline in the number of Catholics who believe that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, the bishops voted to conduct a Eucharistic Revival. Beginning on June 19th, the Feast of Corpus Christi, and culminating in the Eucharistic Congress in 2024, the effort aims to stoke the fires of faith in Catholics and to attract others to the Church. Bishop Cousins, head of the Committee for Evangelization and Catechesis, told Alatea that the Eucharistic preachers will serve as a sort of front line for the Eucharistic revival. Their mission, he said, is to share their love and belief in the Eucharist and its transformative powers. Bishop Cousins said, "My hope is to see our Church and our country healed, transformed, and renewed through deep personal encounters with Jesus and the Eucharist." Bishop Cousins is confident that the Holy Spirit will inspire dynamic and creative works of charity that are the hallmark of Eucharistic living. Over the next years, the group of diocesan religious priests from all over the United States will be sent out to preach about the Eucharist at various events, including gatherings for diocesan and parish leaders, special diocesan masses and Eucharistic holy hours, clergy convocations, Eucharistic congresses, and youth and young adult events.
Stick around because we have an inspirational story to share. You can discover today's top Catholic news stories and rich, insightful commentary composed by leading Catholic journalists at alatea.org. Or download the Alatea app to your smartphone or tablet. available on Apple and Android devices.
Charles, a 26-year-old carpenter, was saved by a miracle through the intercession of Charles de Foucault. The miracle was approved for Foucault's canonization. In November 2016, he was working in the restoration of a chapel at St. Louis Institution. It's a school and college in a town in western France. He fell almost 50 feet from a scaffold. Charles ended up impaled on the armrest of a pew, with a piece of wood piercing his side. That evening, the vespers of the 100th anniversary of Charles de Foucault's death, Charles' employer asked many people to pray to Foucault for the young carpenter's healing. It was also the day the parish dedicated to Foucault. The parish territory in which the accident took place completed their novena in preparation for the feast. They, along with members of Foucault's spiritual family around the world, had been praying for a miracle that would allow the blessed's canonization. Miraculously, no vital organ was affected by the wound, and the young carpenter recovered completely with no long-term consequences to his physical or psychological health, you imagine. A non-believer in sneakers and a polo shirt with a well-trimmed beard, the young man isn't what some people might expect as a key player in a cause of canonization. However, he agreed to let the church initiate a procedure for the recognition of a miracle. For the first time since his accident, he spoke with Alatea about that day. When asked what he thought about when he fell, he said, "I thought about protecting myself." The young carpenter described not wanting to break his legs. He turned on his side and protected his head, closed his eyes, and opened them once in the middle of the fall and closed them again. He says, "When I got to the ground, I got up right away and didn't immediately see that I had a piece of wood inside me that was sticking out 6 inches on both sides." The young carpenter reports, "I didn't want to go out the main door because the chapel overlooks the schoolyard. I didn't want to shock the children. So I slipped out a side door on the right and asked two teachers to call for help. A helicopter came, but I couldn't get in because of the piece of wood." He said, "I arrived at the hospital in Angers by ambulance, but I was no longer really conscious at that time." The young carpenter continues to describe himself as a non-believer, but adds quietly, "There's always a question mark, of course."
Visit Alatea for inspiring Catholic news, spirituality, and lifestyle content. Keep up to date with the latest stories by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To receive Alatea straight to your inbox each day, sign up for our daily newsletter by visiting Alatea, Alatea.org.
This show is a production of the Spoke Street Media Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.